Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this Thursday, September 22nd, 2016. This is Peyman Mutahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Every Thursday night, folks, I conduct these weekly conference calls in which I do my best to answer your freedom issues and assist and help you and educate you on how to live free of oppressive taxation and control. Because I came from Iran in 1977 to the freest country in the world, I was told. The land of you can be all you want to be. Do what you want to do. So long as you do not violate others' rights and you keep your agreements. Pretty simple principles. So I thought, so I was told, but I found out that those basic wonderful principles have been violated and ignored in America quite a bit. Then I learned about the U.S. Constitution and how it was meant to restrict the powers of the government, not the rights of the people. That was over 20 years ago in 1992. And since then, I've been learning more and educating others on how to live free. I got some bombshell news coming up, folks, in upcoming weeks, folks, exposing the fraud of the income tax, because I believe there is no law that requires the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. Absolutely none. It is a scam put on the American people because of politicians, government workers, and the big power money interests in America don't give a hoot about the U.S. Constitution. To them, it's all about the money. They just want the money. They say, show me the money. Bunch of criminal thieves out there. As long as the average American does not know what's going on about the law and the rights, it is going to get worse and worse. And it is up to us, folks, to educate ourselves and stand up, each of us, for our individual rights, as well as work with other like-minded freedom seekers like ourselves to live free. So let's make it happen, folks. That's why at Freedom Law School, I have put together many courses to help you understand the law and your rights and live free. The courses that come with money-back guarantee because they're solid educational material. And since 2001, I've been also assisting you and helping you live free and keep these thieves and criminals out of your pocketbook and out of your life as best as possible, because you are meant to be free. You are meant to live a free life. You are given all your rights, not by the government and not by the U.S. Constitution, but by your creator who gave you life and one day will take away that life. He also gave you liberty and the right to pursue your rights so long as you follow the natural laws of the creator. And the government is supposed to be only our servants, agent of the people, employee of the people. These employees of us have gotten out of hand, and we've got to put them back within the box they belong under the U.S. Constitution, of course. So that's why I teach you about all these things at Freedom Law School. If you go to livefreenow.org, you're going to get education there that you haven't gotten before. And we're doing some major renovations, folks, to our website. It's coming up. You'll see them in upcoming months. Another website of us that has more material is freedomlawschool.org. You may want to check that out. Freedomchurch.org is our parent website. Jurypower.org is another website that I founded about grand jury power. So, folks, the source that you found at Freedom Law School of Education and Answers, Freedom Education and Freedom Answers, is very unique. So one of the things that I do, folks, is I give you a lot of education by email will be sent out to you. Every month you're going to get one or two courses or material or videos or material that you will not find other places on internet, send you free of charge if you just go sign up for the free education at livefreenow.org. Some of it will be mailed to you, by the way, but some of it will come to you by email. And at these conference calls every Tuesday night, I'm here to answer your freedom questions as best as possible. Sometimes I can answer them myself fully. Sometimes we would need to do a private one-on-one consultation. At other occasions, I may need to refer you to somebody else. And then at other times, one of our courses or freedom packages is what you need. But no matter what, folks, I'm going to direct you to the direction you want and need to go to find the freedom answers that you are looking for. So with that, folks, I'm going to go to your calls. Some of these calls take a long time to finish, 2 hours. Some calls finish in less than 30 minutes. It all depends on you, how many people have questions. And next week, I'm going to start, you know, talking about our victory, folks. A law professor, folks, a tax law professor from a law school, folks, tried to claim Freedom Law School's $300,000 income tax reward. And guess what? He lost. And I will show you how he lost by the law, not by my arbitrary claim, but by the law that you can read from verifiable government source, from verifiable, this is the law. That's what the law reads for yourself. That this law professor teaching in one of this America's top law schools could not even show the law that requires you and me, the average American, to file and pay the federal income tax. So that's going to be, folks, in upcoming weeks. I'm going to be putting it on our website and share it with you. Let's see if any of you tonight have any questions. We have a call from area code 630. If you have a question, the call from area code 630. Give me on your first name. Tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School. And then go ahead and ask your question. Remember, for your privacy, only your first name is needed. Any government or IRS agent, for that matter, could be on the call recording it and use it against you and I. So let's just call you by your first name, and that allows me enough to help you out. So call from America 630. Do you have any questions? If so, please go ahead and announce yourself at this time.
Hi, this is Diana.
Hello, Diana. Do you have a question tonight?
Yes, I do.
Okay. By the way, what state are you calling from, Diana? And how did you hear about Freedom Law School, by the way, Diana?
I'm an avid listener of your show, and I've called before, but I'm calling from Kansas this time.
Very good. Very good. I'm glad to have you back, Diana.
Thank you. My question is, I'm going to be employed shortly, and I know this whole issue with deductions is going to be, I'm going to be confronted with. What do you suggest I do in the event that they hand me all those documents that would require deductions and my earnings to be extracted?
Okay. So, from what I understand, Diana, you seem to have studied the law and know that there is no law requiring the average American, like an average wage earner, to file and pay the federal income tax. And you're going to be getting a job that's going to be paying you by wages or salaries. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And the how soon are you gonna be starting that job?
Well, as soon as they, set up a schedule.
Very good.
Well, it'll be very soon. It'll be very soon. Trust me.
Okay, very good. Well, I've covered this in many conference calls before in the past. Mm-hmm. And I don't have the dates other to tell you about this issue of the withholding issue. Because one of the easiest ways, Diana, to show that income tax is fraud is how you can show how the average American, like you, is not required to file and have not even filed income tax, but there's no requirement for the employer to withhold from your paycheck. So if you're not required to have withholding from your paycheck, then why does it apply to you at all? So
okay.
The way to do that is write to your employer about the law. Explain the law to them very simply.
Okay.
So what you want to do is look up the IRS code for yourself, the code sections that apply to this situation withholding, and in a short letter, refer the employer to that IRS code section. Okay. Now, you can do is go ahead and on your computer browser, open up the bring up whatever you use, Google, Bing, whatever you use up, okay? And bring up, type on there on your search engine of your computer, put 26 space USC space 701. Type that in on your internet search browser, Google, Bing, whatever you use, 26 space USC space 7701. Have you done that? And then you push enter.
Okay.
Have you done that yet?
I'm actually not on the internet at this point in time, but I
okay,
will
well, I'll
for
tell
the researching.
Okay, you can hear the recording of this call and check it out yourself later on, no problem. So when you type that 26 USC 7701, it'll give you the law. This is 26 USC means category 26 of U.S. laws or U.S.
Right.
codes. They put them in codes or mm-hmm. categories. That's all it is. The code means category, basically. Category 26 is the like tax laws, okay? And then 7701 is a section of the law that you're looking for. That's all.
Right.
So it comes up. The first one usually comes up for me. Most people comes Cornell Law School, law.cornell.edu, University of Cornell. Cornell Law School, very famous, nationally known law school. They provide, legal, material for free. Okay. Judges, I don't use this thing too. In course, judges and government lawyers too. So it'll come up U.S. Code Section 7701. And you'll see in there, this is definitions. Many things are defined in there when it comes to the IRS code. The IRS code is this is Title 26 or Category 26, which I'm just showing you. This law is pages and pages long. Okay? It goes through A through P and has many, many sections and subsections. It defines some of the most obvious things that you think they don't need to be defined, like a person, partnership and partner, corporation, domestic, foreign, stock, shareholder, United States, states. Like, do I need to define any of these things? Husband and wife? Think about that. Husband and wife is defined. Very specifically, all these terms are specifically defined. Why? Because the ordinary definition of these terms in English language is not always necessarily what Congress has in mind. That's where they take pages and pages to define many things, specifically. So you're going to go down to the section A, What is it? A ba 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 and for 16. A 16. 1 6. Withholding agent. And you'll see it says withholding agent is defined. And it says the term withholding agent means any person required to deduct and withhold any tax under the provisions of section 1441, 1442, 1443, or 1461. 1461. So there it is. Yep, it's right. They'll come up. 1441,
okay.
1442, 1443, or 1461. There it is. So it's very specific. Okay. Any person required to deduct and withhold under these sections is a withholding agent. He's the one required to withhold. Okay, so all you got to do now is look up these four sections. Now, we will look them up together one at a time. So go on your break on your computer browser, bring up another window or page or tab, and type in 26 space USC space 1441. Okay, because that's what we're looking for now. Section 1441. Enter. Again, this section will come up from Cornell Law University, law.cornell.edu. Click on that, the first one. Usually Cornell Law comes first these days. And there it is.
Okay.
USC 26 USC Code Section 1441. The heading of it is withholding of tax on non-resident aliens. Well, are you alien or you're American?
I am 100% American.
That's what I suspected, Diana. So it seems like this doesn't apply to you at all. You're not subject to withholding at all from just the heading. Well, the heading of these laws supposedly don't matter. So we're not going to go by that. We're actually going to read it. Okay. Hold on a second. I'll be right back. The headings don't mean anything, legally speaking. Although they're pretty accurate, 99.99%, you cannot look at the heading and decide it. You have to go actually and read the law to make sure the heading is not misleading, because the heading could be misleading. So we're going to read this thing, okay? Section 1441. What does it say? It says, except as provided in subsection C. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. Okay, 26 USC code section 1441, right? Okay. Okay, all persons, so except as provided in subsection C, all persons in whatever capacity acting, okay, having the, here's the key part, having control, receipt, custody, disposal, or payment of any of the items of income specified in section B, okay, of any non-resident alien individual or of any foreign partnership shall deduct and withhold from such items a tax equal to 30% thereof. That's the relevant language. So basically, anybody who has to make one of these payments, you know, has control, receipt, custody, whatever, you know, to a non-resident alien or foreign partnership, they shall withhold 30%.
Okay.
It doesn't mention anything about Americans like you.
Okay.
So obviously, that's not the one that applies to you because you're an American. So we're going to go right now and look up the other section, 1442. So go pick up another tab on your computer browser, 26 USC, 1442. 26 space USC space 1442. And here we go again. As usual, Cornell Law comes, although number 3, this time comes at GPO.gov. GPO is Government Printing Office. Okay. That's official U.S. government. Okay. You can go there just as well. okay, to get the same law. You get an, and when you, if you go there, you can get the law and a text or a PDF, give you either format, or you can download it as a text or a PDF. So, but anyhow, okay. We're going to go a corner of law because it's easier to read anyhow. They got better, bigger font, more readable. They do a better job than the government does. And we read 1442. What does it say? See, withholding of tax on foreign corporations is the heading. And it reads like this. In the case of foreign corporations subject to taxation under this title, they shall be deducted and withheld at source in the same manner and the same items of income as provided in section 1441, a tax equal to 30% thereof. Well, that's what we're talking about. The last section was about foreign individuals and partnerships. This one is about foreign corporations being taxed the same way as and withheld the same way as the individuals and partners they have, correct? You see, that's what it is. So this also doesn't apply to you because you're not a foreign corporation, Diane, are you?
No.
You're not a foreign corporation.
Certainly not.
Okay. Certainly not. Let's go over another tab, bring up, and go look up the next section, 1446, space USC, space 1443. And let's see what that gives us. Okay, again, corner law comes, 1443. We're going to look it up. It says foreign tax exempt organizations. Well, let's see what it says there. In case of a in the case of income of a foreign organization subject to the tax imposed by Section 511, this chapter shall apply to income includable under Section 512 in computing its unrelated business taxable income, but only to the extent as subject to such conditions and may be provided under the regulation prescribed by the Secretary. Well,
that was 1443?
Yep. And then the B part of it says, in case of the income of a foreign corporate organization subject to the tax imposed by Section 4948A, this chapter shall apply, except that the deduction and withholding shall be at the rate of 4% and shall be subject to such conditions as may be provided under regulations prescribed by the Secretary. Well, this is all about foreign organizations. Are you one of those?
No.
Okay, then. Let's go. The last section is section 1461. See, maybe that covers you. 26 space USC space 1461. Let's see if that's where the average American like you wage earner is subject with withholding. There again, Cornell Law University provides a link for us, the first one, 1461. Let's see what it says.
Every person.
Well, the heading is liability for withheld tax, and it reads, every person required to deduct and withhold any tax under this chapter is hereby made liable for such tax and is hereby indemnified against the claims and demands of any person for the amount of any payments made in accordance with the provisions of this chapter. In other words, if you are a person who is required to withhold the tax from this foreign individual or partnership or corporation, and you do that, you know, you are liable, you are responsible to pay that tax to the government. And the person who you withheld from, they cannot sue you or come after you because you only did your job to withhold the money for the government and they have to deal with the government about it. So what I would do, I'll write a letter to the employer, explain, look, here's a law. You think you're a withholding agent. You think you're supposed to withhold from my paycheck. Well, I looked you up, and guess what? I printed all these sections that apply. IRS Code Section 7701A16 defines withholding agent. And it says these four sections is what requires a withholding agent for who? And I'm none of these. So please do not withhold anything from my paycheck, but fall on the black letter of the law I'm providing you. And that will be the first thing to do. See what they do.
Okay. See what they do. Okay.
Maybe they'll follow the law and as it is. And that will be the end of it. That could be. On the other hand, they might discover, like you, that we have two sets of laws. One is for the average peon, and one was for the rich and powerful, like Hillary Clinton, who does all kind of illegal stuff. They don't prosecute her. And they want to, at the same time, they want to impose all these, laws that don't exist in the wrong way against the average American as a slave, like the income tax. So the law doesn't exist, but they make it up.
Right.
The laws that are there, they don't impose it on Federal Reserve, the banksters, Chase, and Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, these big crooks and criminals, but they make up laws on the average American that don't even exist.
That's correct.
And the lawyer might tell them, you got to withhold. Anyhow, you'll get in trouble. Doesn't matter what the law says. You're going to go to jail. He's going to go to jail. You're going to get in trouble. You're going to get audited. Just withhold. Ignore it. Ignore this law she pre-printed. That may happen. And you may be forced to fill out the W-4 form exempt and attach all this and your letter to the employer as the only way you could get them to stop withholding at least the income tax, regular income tax portion from your paycheck. They probably will still withhold the Social Security income tax from your paycheck. We don't know. We'll see. But at least the regular income tax portion you can stop in one of these ways.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay. I was just going to ask, do you have a template of the letter on your website, or is that something that because I could come up with it, no problem, but if you have a template, I would prefer to go with that.
I have not put on a template on our website yet.
Okay. Okay.
So, that I haven't done that.
I'll draft one up. I'll draft one up and I'll forward it to you.
Okay. No problem. I appreciate that. I'm so busy. I don't do all this stuff myself. Some people often help out and do help Freedom Law School and the movement by sharing this stuff with Freedom Law School. And I'm modifying, maybe making them even better and put them out there for other people. No problem. And what I'll do is a hyperlink to the source. In fact, so people can see for themselves that it says what it says.
Okay.
So we're not making this stuff up. This is all the law as written by representatives of the American people in Congress and signed by the president. Right. Okay, Diana, anything else?
Okay. Nope, that's it. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Stay on. You may find other people's questions and answers also informative for you, Diana. Let's now go to Utah. Area code 810. That's a big state with a small population and one area code. Do you have a question, my friend, from area code 810?
Nothing.
Okay. Let's go to the next caller we have from area code 928. If you have a question from area code, call from area code 928. Please give me your first name, your state, and then how did you hear about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Yeah, can you hear me, Payman?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I've got a question on another subject, Title 42, 1983 action.
What's your name first, or first name?
This is Nick.
Okay. And Nick, how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Years ago, I got your brochure in the mail. I heard about it from a friend.
Very good, my friend. I'm glad that you called us and stayed in touch with us, my friend.
Okay.
What is your question
now,
about?
I've got an $11 million lawsuit against the police for police misconduct, but I'm having trouble prosecuting it. I need someone to help me with legal research. You referred me through your secretary to Dave in Albuquerque, but that's not working out.
I didn't give it to my secretary. I gave it to somebody I know in New Mexico that could help you out. Was he willing to help you out, or what was the problem?
Well, I couldn't afford him.
Okay.
Couldn't afford
that.
The fee.
Okay. Well, the only other way, the problem is that, you know, with lawsuits, my friend, is that whoever's going to be doing it, an attorney doing it, a paralegal maybe helping you out, everybody got to get paid for the work they do, just like a plumber, you know, electrician, for the work they do. So, and
yeah, but there ought
this
to be
kind
something.
Of work. Yes. Well, let me, I'm going to address your concern, Nick, because I do want to help you out, my friend. Okay. And I came across this problem back in the early 1990s. Okay. Young, single, no money. And so I wanted to educate myself. I was single, didn't have any wife and kids to support, very frugal life I left. My car was a used car, paid cash. You know, I ate, you know, lentil beans and beans all the time to, you know, cheap food and, you know, to try to survive. So I took some classes, educated myself, went to a law library. And what I discovered is that the law, unfortunately, is more complex than I wish it to be. No, I don't like it to be so complex, but they made it, unfortunately, unnecessarily too complex. They've written too many laws, unnecessarily, in my opinion. Okay? So,
yeah.
And as a result of that, it's not so easy. And the other thing I found out, Nick, that the education level of the American people is horrible. The government school system,
right.
America has a communist socialist school system. Okay, it's not private enterprise. It's not, you know, they don't get better. They get worse every year. I came to America, finished trigonometry in ninth grade in Iran. And I come to a good private school in America. My brother got me a visa in Brentwood, near Bel Air, California, where Ronald Reagan had his house. And I found out these guys are taking at 10th grade the geometry I had in Iran at 8th grade. I thought, wow, this is amazing how behind Americans are. So, and then I found out later on that about one third of Americans are either illiterate or they are semi-illiterate. They cannot do much beyond the job application. Then another third that read, but they read only a little bit here and there, not too much. And the other third that do read, most of them read junk. They read, Us Magazine, Sports Illustrated, People Magazine, and Home and Garden, and Cosmopolitan, and garbage. Don't read anything serious, which requires any thinking. Well, the level of writing of these law stuff is compared to a master's level reading, sometimes PhD level reading. And so someone who does this kind of work is not going to be anybody can do it for you. So it takes a lot of education, which most people don't have. That's why their work is not cheap. They get paid much more than a carpenter or a plumber. So they're expensive.
Okay, but hang on.
I'm trying to help you.
Hang on.
I got a solution for you.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to help you. The solution I came up for you is this, okay, and others, is
okay.
I taught people how to do this stuff themselves. Okay, that's why there are courses with a level one and a level two courses, what you want at a minimum. It's called A Practical Road to Freedom from Oppressive Taxation and Control, level one, and the level two course. Each one, the first level one is $300, level two is $350, $10 shipping for each priority mail, $20, I'm sorry. Combined is only same $20 shipping combined, but only get discount to $600 for both. You save yourself $60 by getting them together. In level two course, I go over specifically how to do civil rights lawsuits. I'll cover it in our first class, fundamentals of law, using a law library, court structure, court procedure. In level two, I go more detail into legal research, how to appeals, writs, civil rights lawsuits, court trial strategy, sample civil rights lawsuits. So a lot of stuff that you want and need is there to help you do it yourself. So that's what you want to get as a minimum. That you could have to help you help yourself. In other words, that's the most affordable way you could learn and teach yourself. Nobody taught me that stuff. I wish somebody would have taught me that stuff to do it. I would have been a lot more successful earlier. But for you, you have that available. That'd be the minimum I would get if I was you, because to affordable. Now, you want to go one step beyond that. That's one of the reasons why I designed the program Simple Freedom Package. Simple Freedom Package would design someone like you or myself who is willing to take the time to learn, to educate themselves, who says, look, I don't have much money, but I'm willing to do the work myself instead. I'll pay myself to do the work. Okay, great. I just need someone to educate me, one. Two, someone to supervise what I'm doing and check me out, help me avoid making mistakes, and direct me to the right direction, and I'll do the work myself. I'll do the research and reading myself. I'll just run it by you to help me make sure I'm not going off the wrong way. So in the Simple Freedom Package program, you get the level one, level two, and a couple other courses. And then you're going to get a criminal legal defense fund with income tax IRS situation. And you will get letters to Congress with senators. We confront them about the income tax issue in the Constitution. But lastly, for you, what you'd be interested in this part, it gives you unlimited consultation to your own freedom issues, your own justice issues, your own tax issues. You have the civil rights lawsuit. You listen to the course. How you do it? How do you write a proper complaint? You follow the format in there. In fact, the complaint I got in there is that of Paula Jones against former President Bill Clinton. I got that there as a sample. You see? Monkey see, monkey do. That's what I do. One of the first things I always did is I learned from government lawyers, their briefs. I saw how they did their legal papers. I copied them, the formatting. You got to do it this way because they know it. So there you see that, and then you follow the stuff in there, and then you run it by me, unlimited. I will not charge you $240 an hour, which is my normal private one-on-one consultation. It's all covered in there. The first year is $4,000. It includes all the material. It's all in there. Not extra. It's all in there. Second year and thereafter is only $1,200 a year. Okay? And if you need to make payments for the first year, I'm amiable to let you do that also to help you get started, get going, my friend, make a win-win arrangement so you can go out there and win from these crooks and criminals who do the wrong thing, violating a law and your rights, because you know you cannot afford a lawyer, an attorney, if they're good, honest, trustworthy is another one, or even a good, decent paralegal that I referred you to. So this is the only way, or just forget about it, because, you know, without doing it right, they're going to catch you making mistakes and get your lawsuit dismissed, my friend. That help you, Nick?
My situation is different, Payman. I wish there was time. I would love to take your training. I would love to do that. But in my situation, I've been litigating this one case for 11 years. It's about to get dismissed in the Ninth Circuit Court. So I need help right away. There's no time to study. With head injuries from police misconduct, it's difficult for me to study and remember and concentrate. So I need some kind of special help, maybe from a Christian patriot who is retired, who has time to help me without payment. And then I can pay it forward in the future sometime to someone else when I'm in better shape. So may I call your office, and will you take my phone call if I call you and talk to you personally?
You call me right now, my friend. If I did that, I could not do anything, get anything done, my friend, because Nick, you're not the only one that's been abused out there. I was abused myself by the police. They took my car at 2:30 o'clock in the morning. They carjacked my car. The tow driver off the highway took me to gas station to call my sister to pick me up. Another time near my house, maybe a quarter mile away, another sheriff carjacked my car in California. I took my belongings, walked home. I had to sue these guys. So it's not like I'm telling you something I haven't done myself. Nick, I got a straight answer for you. I appreciate your courage. I appreciate your dedication to justice and your willingness to want to go forward. But bottom line is out there, good luck finding somebody who will take on your lawsuit like that. You know, the only people that might do it, call Yellow Pages, call the attorneys out there. If they will take on your lawsuit for a percentage of basis, if you can do that, great, you found it. Unfortunately,
I've
there's very, very few attorneys.
I've
done all that.
Nobody will take the case without a lot of money up front. I've done all that. I've had three attorneys on the case already. They all betrayed me. When I exposed them for working for the government under the table, they motioned to withdraw from the case, and they did. The judge let them out of the suit. So now I've got to fix things. But with head injuries, it's difficult. I just need a referral to a Christian patriot who cares, and then I'll pay it forward later to someone else in need. I just need that precious referral. Maybe you can tell me how to reach Nord Davis's students. You know, Nord Davis is deceased from North Point Tactical Teams. Maybe you can refer me to someone that used to be in his organization. Because
Nick,
they're Christians,
this.
And they're...
I don't know such a person. I don't know a Christian person,
okay.
Jewish person, Muslim person, Catholic, born again Christian, okay. Mormon, Buddhist. Doesn't matter. And to me, you know, it doesn't matter. A good person, if they could do it to help you, doesn't matter what religion they believe in or not. You know, if they can do it, they'll do it. It's just that
there.
I don't know any such people out there.
Nobody wants to stick together. Nobody wants to stick together and watch each other's back.
Let me ask you a question. No. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you one thing I can maybe do to help you out, perhaps, okay, is this. The one thing I can help you out is this. If you want to do a one-on-one private consultation with me for 1 hour for $240, I can give you a lot of good input on your situation. And I'll tell you one thing I could do for you. After 11 years of fighting, I will honestly tell you, if you had a good case, things that could be done, and maybe I could find an attorney that, because you have a good case, will take on your case as a contingency, maybe. If you have a really good case, and if you had done things right at the trial level to begin with, to be able to on appeal win it. Okay, you may not. You may have messed it up. Because that's why a lot of problems is that people at the trial level, they've done it wrong, and on appeal, you cannot bring up issues you did not raise down there. So I can tell you if that's the case, or I can tell you honestly, my friend, you're spinning your wheels, you're gonna go nowhere, so might as well don't waste your time anymore, enjoy your life otherwise as best as you can do, because you're gonna lose this thing anyhow. I'll tell you that straight honestly, so you don't waste your another 2-3 years of this case. If you want, I can do that. If I can see you have a really good case, maybe I can get an attorney that I know you know, I know a few attorneys out there. None of them will take on even looking at your case without you paying them for the consultation fee first. And they will charge you not $240 like I would for 1 hour. They will charge you $20,000, $50,000, or a couple $1,000, you know, to just look at your case and review material. You know, just like you find out the attorneys you called out there, that's what you come across. But the attorneys that I know, you know, a handful of, or two. They're good ones, honest ones. If you got a good case, I'll see what I can do for you. If you don't, I'll tell you just the same. But I need to see your paperwork that you got in this case, and I'll do it all. And you have a lot of reading, I'm sure. See what you got in 1 hour. I'll at least tell you that much, my friend. So that's up to you. If you're really broke, you can afford that. I wish I could tell you. It's not nobody wants to do that, but everybody's broke just like you. You're broke. Guess what? All of us are broke, Nick.
Right? Here's what I'll do, Thamon.
Yes.
If you will look at my paperwork and show me how to win this case, I'll give you 40% of the win if you will help me win it. I think we can win it now with a motion for default judgment after we get it remanded back from the Ninth Circuit. I think that's all it's going to take. But we need to amend my opening brief in the Ninth Circuit to get it rock solid, so it'll get remanded to the U.S. District Court in Phoenix, and then file a motion for default judgment, and I think we'll get the $11 million. You'll get 40% of that if you'll help me win this. You'll have to do it on a contingency. That's my offer. Are you interested?
No.
Okay. All right, we're done, Payman. And I'm fed
all
up
right,
with
Mark.
Patriots for Profit. So take
no, no,
care.
No, no, Nick, stop. You are the one that doesn't want to pay nothing at all to nobody. That's not the case.
Payman, Patriots
want
for
to
Profit. Patriots for Profit.
I'm good. Say
Patriots
that, Nick. I'm going to
Profit.
You can hang up
Patriots
all you want. I'm
going to
address that. I just muted you right now. And I'm going to address guys like Nick, guys. I'm going to address guys like Nick, who is selfish, okay? Who wants everybody to work for him for free? He's not a patriot. No, no, no. Nick is not a patriot. Nick is a selfish, communist, socialist. He wants everybody to work for him for free up front. And if it doesn't work, well, hey, too bad. Hey, too bad. He's so cheap. He's not even willing to spend $240 to give someone to look at it seriously and give him a straight answer. No, I'm going to give you nothing. Zero up front. You spend all your time, months and years like I do. Oh, and then if you win, of course I'll give it to you. But you know what? Too often I've seen these guys like, and guess another thing about his selfishness is this, oh, I cannot handle this stuff. I have brain problems, reading issues, brain issues. I cannot do it. In other words, I'm lazy or incapable of doing it, but you who are intelligent, you that intelligent and hard worker, you work for me for free until if I win, you take all the risk. What does Nick have to do? Nothing. Nick has to do nothing. All he has to do is when he doesn't get to be a successful communist, someone help him for free, he does get to they call patriot for profit. Well, Mr. Nick, you go to the school, you go to college, you go take reading classes like I did. You go become a voracious reader like I did. I read all the time. Let me tell you, I didn't have a toy as growing up in Iran as a kid. No toys, no cars. When I was at the age of 7, I started reading my father's newspaper because I was so bored. So I read to entertain my hungry mind. A child mind is very hungry. And I became a voracious reader, and that's how I got to be so good, my friend. And in America, how I got to be as an Iranian, come to America and I teach Americans about the law. How I got to be so good at this stuff, because I'm a voracious reader. You read, you go back to school, like I did, become really good at it. So that I never went to law school, folks, but because my reading and thinking skills were so good, because I read as a child a lot in Iran, and I've played chess a lot with my brother, okay, that when I came across reading law, it was easy for me to pick it up. Now, I owe a lot to my father also, who sent me a good private Jewish school. Okay, that made a difference too, no doubt. But Nick doesn't want to read, doesn't want to do, oh, I can't do it. Oh, no, 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 Nick, you can do it. You just don't want to do it. I want to be lazy too. Hey, Nick. You fight my fight for me. When I win, I'll give you a percentage. I get the kickback, put my hands back, prop my feet on a chair. You go do all the reading. You rack your brain. You figure out these complex words. You look them up in the law library, what these words mean on the dictionary. I came across words, I don't know what it means. I have to look it up in the dictionary. I have to go look up, what is this procedure? I have to look up in the law library. I did all that stuff. Nick can do it. He's smart enough to call me a patron for profit. Nick is smart enough to do the work himself. So do it yourself. Don't need me. Okay? So with that, folks, you know, this is why I started Freedom Law School, folks. Because there's no excuse. You know, if your case is that good, a lawyer will take your case. Now, he says that these lawyers betrayed him. I don't know that. That's Nick's claim. Oh, the lawyers were bad. Maybe your case wasn't that good. Maybe you're doing stuff wrong and these guys left you on. You know, to find out if all these guys sold you down the river. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. But I know this. You can do it yourself, Nick. I did it. I did my lawsuits. I fought traffic tickets in court. I did a civil rights lawsuit, like I told you. I sued the sheriff deputy. I sued the highway patrolman. I sued the judges. That's right. I fought the judges even. And that was back in, I started in 1992 in his freedom movement. That was back in 1995, 6, 7. I was once thrown in jail illegally by a crooked judge who was protecting his other crooked judge buddy that I went after. He had me in jail illegally. I had to get a habeas. My friend did a habeas corpus and get out of there. They had me illegally. And I did it with my friend. I had to learn the stuff myself. And I had only a few years of experience. Nick has been doing this lawsuit for 11 years. But guess what? In 11 years, I don't know how long he's known about Freedom Law School. He never is at Freedom Law School. $1. He never got one course of Freedom Law School with a money-back guarantee. But the money-back guarantee, these courses are offered, Nick, are with a money-back guarantee. He know me, I know more than, he just said he know me for years. Did Nick say, let me educate myself with Freedom Law School courses back then? Nah, why should I waste my money on this courses educating myself? Nah, I'm good. I know it myself. I can find it for free on internet or someplace. Go ahead, Nick. Find it for free. He calls my free commerce call and it insults me, patron for profit. But all these years, he never got a level one course or level two course with a money back guarantee. And I'm serious. 90-day money back guarantee, which I would extend for a year or two if he asked me to. Because I wanted to work for him. I tell him, you learn, you help yourself, Nick. You read, you do it yourself. You got that law, the courses for free. Just pay for shipping. Give it to me in good sale book, resellable condition. I sold it to somebody else. But no, he just wants to, someone's do it for him for free and offer him at the end if you win for him when he has to do none of the work himself. Because I got hurt. I got injured. I'm a victor. Poor me. Everybody comes to my help. If you're a patron, you come help a poor person like me, you know? When he doesn't want to do any of the work himself. And I've offered him. And Nick, I gave you a straight answer, my friend. I'm sorry I was hard on you. I'm sorry I got defensive. You were hard on me. I'm sorry I got sensitive when someone calls me patriot for profit. How dare you, my friend, do that to someone like me who's here for you, to help you. And just because, you know, I'm not there to serve you as a communist for free up front. You want to give me help, anything up front, not even 1 hour. How did you do that? Be ungrateful. Did anybody else out there spend time to help you out with this stuff? Did anybody else provide a course for you to help you, teach you, empower you to do it yourself? It is you that keep telling yourself, I'm not smart enough. I have reading problems. I'm dyslexic or some other lie that you cannot do it. No, you can do it. All of you can do it, folks. Every one of you can become as good as me or better if you spend the time to educate yourself and practice and do it like I did. The only difference is with Freedom Law School courses, you can do it in less time and be more successful. Nobody put this kind of stuff together for me on how to do these things. How to beat the IRS, civil rights lawsuits, habeas corpus, appeals, writ of mandamus, you know, Freedom of Information Act requests, traffic tickets and more. Nobody taught me this stuff. I did get some pieces from here and there from various people and sources and did my own research further, put it all nicely together in these courses. I've been doing it for over 20 years. There's no other organization like Freedom Law School out there. So, Nick, you have an incredible resource with a money-back guarantee. Take your time to educate yourself. Practice, 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 do it. If you can't, you are telling me you cannot come up and save up $240. Really? Well, you know, after all, you don't sound like a young 20-year-old guy out of high school. If you wanted to, you could come up with that, my friend. And I'll be able to help you out, give you a straight answer, give up, forget about it, go on with your life. And if you get, and I told you, if I judge you have a good case, I'm going to try to get an attorney that will help you, perhaps because of my credibility with him. That I've done my homework. That I reviewed your stuff. It's good stuff. It's worth him dropping everything, coming to your rescue. May he have to work on the weekends. Don't want to spend time with his family, wife and children, to come to Nick's rescue because, oh, the Ninth Circuit thing that I'll be done in, we have 10 days left or 30 days left to get this paper in there. Otherwise, you're done. See, but you don't want to do that, my friend. So it's up to you. If you want to, you know, be a free enterprise person, responsible, free, recognize that a man is hardly worthy of his labor. We're not a communist community. We're not a socialist community. We're a free enterprise. We help each other. I give a lot in his conference calls. I put a lot on my website and my emails, and I'll do more of it as much as I can. But you got a complex case of 11 years. You know, it's going to take, you know, a little bit to figure it out, but it's going to maybe be more than an hour. When you send me before an hour, I would probably end up spending an hour and a half or 2 hours for you for the same 1 hour fee. If I thought your case was good, looked good, and we got to look into it more, I probably would have done that. But you wouldn't know that because you wouldn't even try it. You wouldn't even send $240. You have it all. Keep everything for yourself, right? Me, me, me. No, don't help anybody else. Don't acknowledge anybody else. Don't share anything with anybody else. It's all for you to keep all your money. But if I'll do that, well, fine. Then do it yourself with the courses. That's the best I can tell you, my friend. So I'm going to see if anybody else has any questions. And then, Nick, if you want to have a respectable conversation about this, my friend, I'll be happy to talk to you for a little bit longer again because I see you on the call, and I appreciate you listening to me. So let's see if we have another call from area code 702. In Nevada, do you have a question to call from area code 702?
No questions tonight.
Okay. Very good, my friend. I'm going to go back to call from area code 810. I think did you have a question? One more time, area code 810 or not, my friend?
Nothing.
Okay, my friend. All right, Nick. Let's talk. And this has been recorded. And say what you want to say, my friend, but address the issue about this. And I'm telling you this, after 11 years, Nick. Another thing I got to tell you about Nick about this case. 11 years. You know, I don't even know how a case can go on for 11 years. I really don't understand how could a case go on for 11 years. Because if initially things were brought up in court and not done right, which apparently were not done right, on the appeal they get dismissed, you cannot relitigate or file a new lawsuit about the same issues. It is called res judicata, R-E-S space. Judicata, J-U-D-I-C-A-D-A, or T-A, I forgot, judicata. And what it means, excuse me, in a Latin word, it means let that which has been decided rest. Res means rest. Judicata means adjudicated. Something that has been litigated in court, challenged in court, and adjudicated or judged in court, you cannot go back and file the lawsuit again in that court or any other court. So from what I can tell, from what you're telling me yourself, looks like you lost your case years ago, Nick. 8 years ago when you lost your original case you filed and then the appeal of that. And you keep filing the same thing now in a different court, from state court to federal court or another bankruptcy court. I don't know. But for me, from the looks of it, looks like you already done. You don't have a case. So, you know, if you think you have a case, then send me from 1 hour, wasting 1 hour of my time, which from apparently what I can tell, you already lost. Why? Because you don't know how to do it right. You lost it at the trial level. It was dismissed probably on summary judgment, or motion to dismiss or demur. Okay, it was dismissed, thrown out. You want an appeal, you lost that. And it's done. So I very much doubt anybody can save your case now, because I would assume for the most part, you know, you cannot redo the case. Now, sometimes if your original lawsuit was missing some key things and you fixed it, filed another one because your first lawsuit was not done right, you could do a second one, and that will go through. You can go, that will be doing it. Maybe even a third time you could do that process until you get it right, because you never did it right to begin with. Your lawsuit was so poorly written the first time the coach threw it out. Maybe, but this would be your fourth time going through this process after 11 years. You know, I just don't see. And you said you have three lawyers working on your case. So your case must have been messed up and lost. I doubt it if you have a case at all to begin with, Nick. So why would I waste my time taking on, spending an hour, two or three, reviewing your case that I can tell 95% plus it's a lost cause from your description of it, and do it for free? And guess what? The guy I referred you probably told you no for the very same reason, because I know him. He's a very smart guy. He's one of the guys that that taught me about this stuff. He realized, you said 11 years you've been doing the same lawsuit. You already got on appeal and lost this case. It is res judicata. You already lost the case. You cannot relitigate the case again, but you're trying to do it again anyhow. Well, just because you want to do it again doesn't mean you can. This is one of the first things people don't understand about law. You know, you cannot just go back to court, relitigate the same issue. It's the res judicata. Look it up. R-E-S space J-U-D-I-C-A-D-A. Judicata. Or kata. I got to look it up. It'll come up. And you see, that's what you got. So so I'll tell you what, for the case of just to say I'll help you for free right now. Let's address that issue. How is it that, how many times, Nick, you've been to court of appeal and reversed or not? How many times you filed cases and you keep going back and back? Because 11 years is a long time. I'm kind of curious about that. Nick, do you have an answer for us on that? You're on me off mute now. You can talk. If you wish to speak. Okay. Nick is not there or not speaking. Either way, it's fine. No problem. But, at least you guys have all got an idea, folks. Learn about the stuff, litigation, how it works. One of the reasons I started Freedom Law School was because I recognized way back then that myself and great numbers of Americans cannot afford lawyers. Lawyers are very expensive. Not to mention, many of them are incompetent, and many more of them are thieves and take advantage of you, or both. And sometimes they're lazy. Sometimes they mess up your case. Okay? On top of all that, well, I used to be in California courts. I used to interpret Persian language in depositions, not that very much over the years, a little bit here and there, maybe, you know, once every month or, you know, a couple times a month. But because over the years I did it more than once, I came across, you know, the court system and the attorneys, and I saw how it works, you know, as an interpreter of Persian language. And when I learned about the law, you know, hey, it's just read it, it's plain English. Because I was not afraid to read, because I loved reading, and I was not afraid to look things up, see what the definition of words are, and look up the procedures, then I learned the stuff. I was in the law library one time back in 1994 it was, and I wanted to learn about writs and appeals. And this attorney I ran into, who my other attorney friend told me, he's a good lawyer, he does only writs and appeals. And I ran across him and I said, hey, listen, I know some good patriot friends of mine, a bunch of them. Sometimes we need a good attorney to do our appeals, if we, you know. And so, can we work something out? And maybe you can review their paperwork just if they've done it right, you know, because they cannot start an attorney from the get-go. Maybe you can review the paperwork. He told me, nope, I don't do that. Too often the paperwork the patriots done are so messed up. They have to be thrown out and do it from scratch. I found out later on he's right, because I came across a lot of that stuff myself. They miss very fundamental procedures and techniques and tactics. They didn't do it right, or fundamentals of law. But what he told me about paper, here's what I do. You want to know how to do writs and appeals? Here it is. Look at these books, Rutter on appeals, on writs and appeals. I use this book. That's my Bible. You can use it. You're smart. You read it up for yourself. It's all in there. That's what I use. I said, thank you. Thank you very much. And I was, that was the Santa Ana Law Library in California, you know, at Santa, in the Orange County Law Library. And great. I went and got that book for free. I read the book, Written Appeals, Rudder, R-U-D-D-E-R. It's a book publishing company that teaches lawyers actually how to become a lawyer, how to actually do law, how to do law. The lawyers don't learn this stuff in law school, folks. West, LexisNexis, Rudder, or these other publishers publish how to do law books. Just like there are books out there, how to cook a meal, how to cook a good spaghetti, how to do, you know, good hamburger or Thai food or Chinese food. They're how to do books. How to do it, get the right ingredients, how to cook it. It's on laws the same way. These are the real law schools, folks. So I opened up that Rudder book on written appeals, and I had to read a man named myself actually a little bit later, and I used it, and I did, and it worked. I read the How to Do Book of the Lawyers, Rudder, R-U-D-D-E-R is the name of the publisher, on written appeals, and I did a mandamus and prohibition against the judge in Orange County, and it worked. I used it twice. It worked. Actually, I'm sorry. Three times it worked. Using it against different judges. I wasn't like Nick saying, somebody do it for free from me. I said, I knew that everybody is worth their time, you know, and I did not have the money to pay a lawyer. So I went and taught myself. I spent hours in a law library. What I did, I photocopied those pages on writs in the Rudder book. And it was about, maybe 50 pages. Then I found another book by Matthew Bender, had a lot of how to do. He had an encyclopedia of how to do legal stuff. They had one part of it, one book on written appeals. I copied that about maybe 30, 40 pages. Yep. And I paid 15 cents a piece to photocopy those pages at the law library, to take it home to study. So I copied about 100 pages, 15 cents a piece, $15 in copies, and my time. Then went home and read them and highlighted it and followed what to do. I got both of them. I want to make sure I do it right, both publishers' books. And I did it and it worked. Yes, it took me time. But I applied my brain. I applied my talents. I had confidence in myself that I can do it. I believed in myself. And I want you folks to believe in yourself that you can do it too. If Peyman Motaede, the president of Freedom Law School, who was, after all, a 14-year-old immigrant from Iran, with no parent to raise him here, only a 19-year-old older shy brother I had who was lost worse than me, I raised myself. If I can do it without these courses to show me how to do it, you can do it better than me. In 1/4 the time, because I've laid it out for you. And I'm there to assist you further if you want. If you take the time to educate yourself, I'll help you do it right. I actually enjoy seeing people who learn and do it themselves, because that gives me satisfaction when I'm doing it actually is working. It's good. Help yourself. Teach a man how to fish. I want to show you how to fish. Now, Nick says, no, Peyman, I want you to give me free fish. I say, well, I'll choose you how to fish for yourself. Oh, no. I'm dyslexic. I have brain problems, issues. I cannot go think. I cannot rent to do go fish for myself. You just go give me free fish. And let's go out there. And, hey, if you catch a huge whale, well, I tell you, there's a huge whale over here. You catch the whale. I'll tell you where it is. You catch it. I'll give you 40%. Does that make sense, folks? Does that work? Is that what America is about? Independence, freedom, responsibility, hard work, right? If you want to win, you can win. These conference calls, I try to help you for free every Thursday night, folks. The courses of Freedom Law School come with a money-back guarantee. 90-day money-back guarantee, which I will extend unconditional. In fact, basically, it's a free library, a loan, free loan. pay for it, to ship it out to you for $20. Let's do it for 3 months, a year if you need to. No problem. Send it back to me in good shape, in resellable condition, and I'll give you money back. Except the shipping charge. It's a free loan. All of our courses. Again, Nick is the ideal student to do that. I'm happy to do those for you if you want to help yourself. It sounds to me like someone like Nick doesn't have a job because he doesn't have even $240 to pay for help. So if you don't have a job, someone like Nick, guess what Nick has? A lot of time on his hands. Why isn't Nick using that time to go help himself? Educate himself, read, park himself in a law library all day. I used to do that sometimes, and I loved it. When I first was got into this stuff, and I thought, man, I can finally look up the court cases and the code sections. Oh man, it's right there. It backs up my argument, backs up what I'm trying to do with this traffic ticket or serious lawsuit. I got it down. I'm right. The court, the law is on my side. I can cite that, refer to that in my legal brief. It was fun, you know. Well, I was a single guy. Didn't have much of a job, had part-time little stuff here and there, had a roommate, you know, just made a very inexpensive living. So I used that time to re-educate myself. Nick can do the same thing. All of you can do it, especially if you're unemployed or underemployed or work part-time like I did back then. You know, you can go ahead and take that time to educate yourself, folks. And if you did not have a good education in high school, so what? So what? Start reading now. You know basics of how to read? Teach yourself. My friend from high school, my best friend, came out of high school, did not know how to read and write. Barely could fill out a job application, maybe. He asked me to help him fill out a job application. He was graduating from high school. A few years later, he went to college and took remedial courses, taught himself how to read and write, and started reading books because he knew he was ignorant and wanted to do something about it and raise himself up by the bootstrap. Nick can do it, and so can you. Don't you tell yourself, I'm not as smart as Paimon. That's not true. That's your belief system if you tell yourself that. You can become smarter than me or better than me if you just study harder or longer. Like I said, with everything so easy available for your Freedom Law School courses now, you could do it much quicker and easier. And you got someone like me. And on these conference calls, folks, I'm happy to help people free of charge. One thing Nick didn't find out, you know, he wasn't listening, is that if you do the homework on a conference call, anybody takes my courses, if they call on the conference calls, I'll review their stuff to a limited degree. I'll do it for free. You know, review them, give them tips for free on the conference call. And I can take hours to do that, you know, sometimes. But, you know, I'll do what I can. You know, take maybe 10 minutes, 20 minutes on the call. Sure, I'm happy to help people on these conference calls, you know, for free because I want you to win, especially if you don't have any money, especially if you're broke, especially if you barely came up with the money that you paid for consultation or the courses. No problem. I'm happy to help you because I know you know you're going to get a lot more, you know, detailed, intense attention and in a private one-on-one consultation. So anyhow, that's it, my friend, for that. I want to thank you all for being with me. Next week, I should have the law professors, the first part of this series on a law professor who failed to collect Freedom Law School's $300,000 income tax. Get Joel Siegel. You know, we'll talk about it. I broke it up in several parts, so tell your friends about it. You know, how even law professors in this America, folks, cannot show the law. And I offered him, by the way, to reclaim the reward, getting some government lawyers or judges or law professors to go on the reward. I'll double it. Double the reward so him or the judges, government judges or lawyers of government that he knows, Department of Justice lawyers, okay? His buddies, you know, the law professors make the claim with him. I'll double it so they can both split it without losing anything. And yet he still didn't do it. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? These guys know there's no law requiring you and me, the average American, to file income tax, and they don't have the guts to stand up for the truth, to speak the truth and say something positive and help out change this lawlessness we got to a law and order that America used to have. So with that, folks, I want to thank you for spending your time with me tonight. I'll bid you good night. I'll be back with you folks next Thursday night. Good night, everybody.